This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Yes, the WHL trade deadline has seen some movement around the league, but most of the bigger deals done in advance of Thursday afternoon. Now, coming up, we'll talk to one general manager. He's made some moves this season leading up to the deadline. Craig Bonner trying to capitalize on a strong first half by his Kamloops Blazers. That is coming up. Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Cody Sylvester of the Calgary Hitmen. He'll join us later on. The WHL trade deadline has passed for another year, and as of our show's production, a handful of moves leading up. Kamloops Blazers acquiring 20-year-old Cale Kessie from Vancouver, while the Edmonton Oil Kings plucked Vancouver overager Trevor Cheek. The Calgary Hitmen adding defenseman Jesse Zagragin from the Victoria Royals, while the Swift Current Broncos acquired former first-round pick Jay Merkley from Lethbridge, while the Prince George Cougars getting Clark Wilson from the Edmonton Oil Kings a day before the deadline as well. In Kamloops, the Blazers have made some moves this season, acquiring defenseman Sam Grist early, forward Joey Cornelson, and then a trade in December with Moose Jaw that saw the Blazers land defenseman Joel Edmondson. And days leading up to the deadline, they also picked up Cale Kessie to fill out their final overage spot. I spoke with general manager Craig Bonner.
Let's get your thoughts on where the team is at. And I know you're excited to get the whole team on the ice, this version of what you'll see here, hopefully coming up in the next couple of games or so.
Yeah, I think it's important not to get too excited or too down on things until we see our full roster and our full team, which probably won't, it could be the third week of January before we get there, but... we saw some signs of it the other night against Seattle with Cale in the lineup and some different line combinations. But, I think at the end of the day, we're going to have as good a shot as anybody in our conference and in the league to win it all. And I like our group. I think we've got a good mixture now, and it's just going to be fun to kind of watch it all come together.
We talk about that deal. We talk about you needing a 20-year-old and Cale Kessie, him filling the void. Was there a lot of options out there for you? Was there a lot of decisions you had to make or narrowing down who you wanted to fill that position?
Probably the biggest concern was there wasn't a lot of players out there, what we were looking for. And actually Cale was probably, the only guy that plays that style available. And then when you looked at the other 20-year-olds available and the team's looking for 20s, it was kind of, if you can get something done, let's get it done as soon as possible. And, there's not a lot of options, really, in 20-year-olds that are going to add value to your team. And the price obviously made a lot of sense for us. We didn't give up a key player off our roster. And, a fifth-round pick in 2015 is kind of irrelevant in the whole scheme of things because, you either get that back somewhere along the line or you can make that work. I always believe you can get a deal done before the actual deadline. You pay a little bit less, and we're happy with what we paid.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would say probably Red Deer's made the most moves this year, but the Blazers would have to be right up there. You've made your deals already. Sam Grist coming in, Joey Cornelson coming in. So perhaps some time for these guys to kind of gel a little bit and get to be a one unit here.
Yeah, not much said about Joe coming in, but he's been a good addition for us. He fills a lot of different roles for us, and as far as the team goes, he's a good teammate and a good person in the dressing room. But like I say, it's going to be exciting when we get everything going here, everyone back, and I guess it may not be till third week of January, end of January, but once we get our whole lineup back, it's going to be an exciting group.
We all know that there's a lot on the line this season. As I guess the Joel Edmondson trade said, the chips are pretty much pushed to the table all in as far as this year's concerned. The pressure with that, or what's your mood as you get set here for the stretch run in playoffs?
Well, I think it's something you should kind of have every year, no matter what your team is pressure to win and pressure to succeed. But we had a good year last year. I liked our group last year, and this year we kind of carried on from last year. We still have areas we need to improve in and get better at, but it's a good feeling when we feel we have as good a chance as anybody to win the Western Hockey League. Is it an easy thing to do? No, it's as tough as anything, but it's going to be a fun second half and into the playoffs. Pressure is what it is. I mean, if you can't handle pressure at this level, you're in the wrong business. So it's time to keep improving and like I say, enjoy what we have and see what happens at the end of the day.
And next week coming up, we'll have a full recap of the deadline acquisitions.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. San Jose Sharks head coach and former head coach and general manager of the Swift Current Broncos, Todd McClellan.
I think it's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the world, for young development. I know the players are treated extremely well. When I'm asked questions in Northern California what the league is all about, I kind of sum it up and say it's a little mini NHL. I really believe that that's where it's at.
Besides being an NHL coach, Todd's also a hockey dad.
In the right environment with the right coaches and a very good city and program, I think any type of player can develop, whether he's a high-end or a mid-range player. Again, schooling is very important for us as a family and for him as an individual, but I do know that he can get that here, both at the high school level and post-secondary. The program is second to none, and I think it's a great thing that the league members have agreed to support it as well as they have.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, what a stretch of games for the Central Division leading Calgary Hitmen. Forward Cody Sylvester is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Hitmen broadcast duo of Brad Curl and Ken Thrower caught up with him.
Cody, WHL Player of the Week, 2 goals, 6 assists, 8 points, plus 5 in 4 games. What went right for you?
I think just our team. We're playing well in those two games where we won 10-2 and 6-1 there. And when your team's having success, you're going to generate your own success, too. And I got to give credit to my line mates, Brooks Masick and Brady Brassard there. You know, they're putting the puck in, and they're finding me in the open areas on the ice. So, it's just a great honor to get that WHL Player of the Week.
That's the first time this year that you three have played together on a line, and it seemed as though right from when it was assembled against the Brandon Wheat Kings in the 10-2 win, it hit the ground running.
Yeah, for sure. I think right when you put us together, we're excited to play with one another, and I think we created our chemistry right from the get-go, and I think that helped us out a lot, and I just think we're playing well together, and hope to keep it going.
Cody, being the captain of the Hitmen, maybe just talk a little bit how it seems that you take it upon yourself, and especially in that 6-1 game. It was 1-1, and you know what? You always seem to find a way when the team is looking for that goal or big play or big hit, whatever it may be, it seems like you take it upon yourself. Unless it's just us seeing this coincidentally, you seem to take it on yourself to say, oh, okay, I'm going to change the game around here and go in that direction. Is that kind of what goes through your mind?
Yeah, for sure. When the games are close like that, and they're high tempo and high pace, I just want to go out there and work as hard as I can, and then like you said, I want to try and change the momentum as the game goes on into our direction, and just like I said, when the games are close like that, I just try to go out there and do that much more.
No secret, into the home stretch now, the second half of the Western Hockey League regular season. And for you, this is it, 20-year-old season, chance to make an impression. What do you hope to accomplish down the stretch here with this Hitmen group?
Mason, we're actually just talking about that season. Our careers in the WHL are coming to an end pretty quick. And the second half usually goes by a lot quicker than the first. But, I want to go as far as we can with this club. I've been here for 5 years, and I've been at the top, and I've also been at the bottom, so I definitely want to finish off my career as a Calgary Hitman on top.
What do you think is going to take in the second half to get this team playing at its highest level heading into the playoffs?
I just think when we're working hard and playing together as a team, we're a pretty tough club to beat. So, if we just go out there every game, shift by shift, and work as hard as we can and play as one unit, not individuals, I think we'll have a good shot of making a run for it.
Well, thanks for doing this, and continued success with the Hitmen.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, that's the show. Again, we'll have a complete recap of the WHL trade deadline next week. I want to say thanks to Brad and Ken for their help in Calgary. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.